This is Do The Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
Oh yes, it is about one thing today, and it is nothing else other than Soweto Blues. You wanna hear that again? I love it, love, just like you do. Oh yes, our children on the continent of Africa have been listening, dancing, and living their lives surrounding this Soweto Blues. And just like in the voice of the great Fela Anipulapo Kuti, do not forget that music is the weapon of the future, and the future is now. Just like Baba Fela Anipulapo say, yes. And on a day like this, we welcome every one of you to another awesome edition of the one and only show that takes you around the continent of Africa, which makes you see the world as it should be. Sometimes when you never come out your papa village, you go to think sama say na your own big pass. The message continues today, and we are considering the legacies, the lives, and of course, as always, the scandals of Miriam Makeba. She lived an awesome life, and I would say she's one of the icons of African music that you can reckon with, and you would be able to understand the feel, the lyrics, the life of a typical African musician. Miriam Makeba was exposed at the time due to some scandals, but then, okay, some of the scandals that you might be interested in knowing was, she was a woman at that time that was rumored to still kill the boyfriend after getting married. The music shot today from Miriam Makeba. She said some things that they are worth listening to, you know, dancing to, and of course, thinking about. She challenged the world, challenged you and I, and especially the fathers on the continent of Africa. Questions to be answered, queries to be picked, and things to be fixed. I can't enjoy that enough, and I know you are also in the spirit and feel and vibe with Ajoke right now. It's okay, Ajoke Ade, as always, and we are asking the question.
Was written for me by Hugh Masekela.
Oh, that's one of the voices that you would love on the continent of Africa. Miriam Makeba worked with several icons in the world, and she lived a legacy.
From the master, it said no more. So do no more solo.
Yes, and this voice, this shot coming from Miriam Makeba, was during the time when the world was asking, what is the lot and where is the lot of Africans? So everybody see African as either the, you know, the way they shared us, divided us. I am a Zulu. I have my identity. But the white man said, no more Zulu. No more identity for the Africans. And this is the shot today.
From the master, it said no more.
No more Kosa, no more Sonto, no more Zulu. What would we have on the continent of Africa? The identities put on us by these same slave masters.
The evening news brought out all the publicity.
That's the question that everybody was asking. Everybody asked and queried right there and then. And Miriam Makeba also lend her voice to the world. The fathers were crying and shouting in their own little way, but the question still remains, where were the fathers? The fathers were out there dancing to the Soweto blues like you and I today, but the question is, would we continue like this? No, no, no. The melody continues in our hearts. We dance to the beat. We listen to it. The lyrics stares us in the face. And we're asking ourselves.
In the chorus.
So, this is the shout, the voice coming from the streets of South Africa. You might not understand, but feel the sound today. Where are the fathers when the children were facing the bullets? That's the question today.
The chorus says, where were you men when the children were facing guns and throwing?
Where were you men when the children were facing guns? That is the Soweto blues for you today. Miriam Makeba speaking, and do not forget, she is the Mama Africa, as she was called in Johannesburg. She's a lady that lived her world. She was sent on exile. She came back and she continued the journey. Interestingly, you know, the relationship that was with Masekela was never portrayed as a scandal. That's one of the things you would be fascinated about our own Miriam Makeba. Because after they splitted, it was still reported that they continued philandering. That was what was reported. You know, like we bring it to you every time, you should live to your own expectation. And don't forget, till today, the Soweto blues continues on the continent of Africa. If we would continue dancing to it, the ball lies in our courts. The question we would keep asking, and as we are wrapping up the show today, is this. The question is,
says, where were you men when the children were facing guns and throw?
Where were you men when the children are facing guns? On the continent of Africa, the children still face guns to today. Where are the men? Where are the fathers? Are they not dancing to the Soweto blues? The melody, the rhythm of the Soweto blues continues on Judaspree, www.judaspree.com. Please join us as we rebrand this African entertainment. We reshape our mentality. It's okay, they've written, but we can always rewrite the lyrics of the Soweto blues.
Soweto Blues was written for me by Hugh Masekela after the June 16th uprising.
The children got a letter from the master. It said no more Xhosa, Sotho, no more Zulu. Refusing to comply, they sent an answer. That's when the policemen came to the rescue.
the chorus says, where were you men when the children were facing guns and throwing stones? I've always wanted to come home. Of course, I couldn't. But President Mandela was released, you know, the whole world was waiting in front of their televisions, and I was one of them. I was in Brussels, and when I saw him walk out of there, I can't tell you how I felt. I just went on my knees.
Amanda!
And I cried and I prayed.
Amanda! E Africa! Bible! Yes!
He then talked to me and said, you should come home. So I went to the embassy and said, I want to go home. And then they said, well, your name is still in the computer. I said, well, ask the computer why, and tell the computer I want to go home. Mr. Mandela says we should all come back home. Not only did apartheid affect my life, it affected the lives of my friends, my family. It was very painful for my mother to die while I was abroad. And I lost my daughter, Bongi. She died in 1985. I lost three relatives at Sharpeville. President Mandela said to me, you know, we may never forget, but we must forgive. And he said, you cannot sit with your adversary and negotiate in good faith if you haven't forgiven. So we must forgive, but we shouldn't forget.
Thank you.
Please do the Spray FM, Pan African Radio.